This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The death toll in Friday's deadly mosque massacres in New Zealand has now risen to 50, even as the first funerals for some of the victims were held on Saturday. Canterbury Police Commissioner Mike Bush said the latest victim was discovered when police were recovering bodies from the mosques. Bush also said the number of injured has risen to 50, with two in critical condition.
36 of those remain in Christchurch Hospital, where they are being treated with the utmost care and professionalism by medical staff. Two do remain critical, and we also have one child being well looked after at Starship Hospital in Christchurch.
The main suspect has been identified as 28-year-old Australian white supremacist Brenton Harrison Tarrant. He was remanded without plea on one charge of murder until his next court appearance on April 5th. Violent clashes erupted between police and yellow vest protesters in Paris on Saturday, the 18th week of the demonstrations. Windows in some of the shops along the Champs-Élysées were smashed, while vehicles and at least one bank branch were set on fire. The awning of Paris's famous Fouquet's Brasserie, a symbol of wealth and privilege to many, was set on fire. Police fired water cannon and tear gas to disperse the protesters. Officials say that more than 200 people were arrested. They say that 42 protesters, 17 police officers, and one firefighter were injured in the clashes. The Yellow Vest movement started in opposition to a planned fuel tax rise, but has since developed into a broader revolt against the government and President Emmanuel Macron. This is VOA News.